President Bush met with 8 Afghan governors who've been touring the United States. He says they spoke about unemployment and improving security for the young democracy in Kabul.
One of the things that really matters in democracy is that local governance is strong and good and honest, that the people are being able to see the benefits of democracy. And it's hard work in Afghanistan, but I told these leaders, I think it's necessary work.
All members of the NATO alliance have troops in Afghanistan, but some have limited their deployments to safer areas where combat with Taliban militia is less likely. At the NATO summit earlier this month, President Bush again called for more troops from more member states on the front lines. Alliance leaders pledged more than 1,800 additional troops for the NATO force in Afghanistan. Denmark says it will boost the number of helicopters and staff in Afghanistan by the middle of the year. And France said it would deploy several hundred additional troops in the country. Poland pledged to send 8 helicopters and 400 more soldiers. Italy, Romania, and Greece agreed to add training teams for the Afghan army. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.